I just wanted to say welcome back to Don's Kitchen. I'm out here in the woods. I've got my trusty hound dog. And we're here in a place that's not very far from the German border. It's along kind of like a walking trail. And it's not too far away from home. About less than a kilometer away. It's a nice forested area. And if I go up that hill to my left, there is an open field for, I don't know, they grow corn and stuff there sometimes. And then beyond that, there's a football field or a soccer field. And then, so I haven't been down here for a long time. And if you go this direction, you can walk down this path here that goes all the way to the fjord. It's really nice. But you can hear the birds chirping. It's just perfect temperature. And I just wanted to talk about this because, like, when I go into the supermarket sometimes, I'll see specials and deals and stuff. And here's one of them. Like, here's a, it's almost like a vegan sushi pack where it's got cucumber and stuff like that in it. But there's two pieces of fish in there. So I could either choose to eat that myself or feed it to Trey if I wanted to. But look at that, 15 crowns. That's like I don't know, $1.80 or something like that. Something like that. $1.40. $1.40 for a little pack of sushi. So it's nice. And then this was only 10 crowns. This is apple, pear, and raspberry juice. And from the ingredients, looks like it's pretty much pure juice. So, yeah. But what I wanted to talk about is visualization. I realized as I was walking out the door of my house this morning that there's a wall there that was basically called, in Danish they call it a stormer. And in English they call it retaining wall. And the one that we saw there was in really bad condition. It was literally crumbling. But for me, when I looked at it, it did not represent a problem. But for the real estate agent and for some people, obviously, that have looked at the home, they looked at it as almost insurmountable. You know, they just go, oh, what are you going to do with that? The whole house is going to fall down. What, you know, because the house is up on a hill and the retaining wall literally holds back earth. And so when I looked at it, and thought, oh, that's an easy fix. It was just built improperly, really. It was built poorly when it was built. People trying to save money or whatever for whatever reason. But at the same time, I knew that there was a better alternative, and that was to build a secondary wall. So let's just say this is the wall, and it was crumbling. So what I did is I built another wall that came out like this and then over here. And it was built the proper way with cement and rebar and stuff. So it came out this way and this way. Then there was some new steps made up to go up to the level of the house. So what I'm getting at is that for some people, when they come across, you know, challenge, they look at it too much as a challenge as opposed to a learning opportunity. I've never built a retaining wall, but I've built other types of, you know, concrete walls and like cinder block walls and stuff like that. But for me to actually build a retaining wall was just something I had to go into some building manuals and make sure that I was, you know, going to build it not only strong enough. I knew it was going to be strong enough, but I wanted to make sure that it was up to whatever codes that were here in Denmark. So that's what I wanted to talk about. Visualization. When I visualized it, when I first saw the crack in the wall, I saw that I could repair it and fix it. Not the way that most people would. Many people would probably go, well, that's going to cost a lot of money. And you think about it and you say, yeah, it's going to cost a lot of money. But then again, what does it add to the value of the home once it's fixed? And it adds tremendous value to the home once it's taken care of. So if you think about that in that same vein, you think about these different challenges as learning situations, but they're also something else. They add value because once you learn something, it's pretty hard to unlearn something, obviously. So if you think about it in those terms, you are learning something, you're getting a job done, and you are adding to your base of knowledge. So think of it in those terms when you come across some problem or some situation that you think is insurmountable. Don't look at it as a negative. Look at it as a positive. Always, always look at it as a positive situation, because in most cases, even just the idea, you know, if you look at something and you think, well, how am I going to be able to do that? How am I going to be able to afford to do that? When am I going to be able to do that? All of those factors come into play. And to be honest, that did take some time. It took us about 3 years from the time we actually got into the house until that actual situation was remedied. But it's still not a problem, because if you think about it, you know that, okay, it's something that needs attention, but we'll take care of it in our stride when we have the money in a budget that we can take care of it with, and we have the materials and we have the time. So that's one you have to think about here in Denmark, because you have four seasons. Obviously, you have the winter. Sometimes they can be pretty harsh and sometimes they can be pretty mild. So all of those things come into play, but like I said, nothing is insurmountable and everything should be looked upon as a learning experience. So the next thing that we have to do is basically put some garage doors on the garage that we built. So Stoudemire, pouring some concrete, putting up some doors. The things that you think are insurmountable might just take time and a little bit of money and a little bit of effort. But always look at things as learning experiences or learning, opportunities to learn. So that's my message for today from Don's Kitchen. I'm out here and I would eat in front of you, but I don't think I will. But that's what I'm going to have for a little snack. And, oh, I wanted to get back to the time scheduling and stuff. I do, in most cases, eat literally an apple a day in the morning and a cup of coffee. But like today, it's a really nice day. We're out walking. It's probably about, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And I'm going to go ahead and have something to eat. So what I'm talking about when you think about the restrictions or your scheduling, don't try to be too rigorous if you're trying to do an intermittent fasting. Don't be too strict to that rule. Just follow it as a guideline. But if something comes up and you're out with friends or you're in a situation where maybe you see something like this, it's on sale or something, you go, oh, I'm going to have that. That looks good. Don't worry about, because, you know, feeding yourself and being properly nourished it shouldn't be something that you have to think about. It should just come as a routine naturally. If you're staying away from the coffee houses, stay away from the fast food places, and stop eating packaged foods. And here I am talking about packaged foods, and here's packaged food. But this one is, I've had these before. They're made fresh here, and they're actually made locally. Let's see, where are they made? Yeah, they're produced in Denmark. I'm not sure where. Exactly, in Denmark. 6259 is the actual 6259 is the actual postal code. So I have to look that up on Google. But it's not very far from here. So yeah. I'm gonna have that. Maybe give Trey a piece of salmon. Lax. Excuse me. But anyways, thanks for stopping by, and thanks for listening if you're listening to the podcast, and subscribing and sharing. The whole idea of Don's Kitchen is to help people with their lifestyle, intermittent fasting support, and then also, you know, adding recipes and things to our daily lives that can kind of be tasty, you know, really good and nutritious. So thanks a lot, and we'll see you later.